Right, boys, let's turn our attention to the world of golf, because obviously next weekend all eyes will be on the Jumeirah Golf Estate for the culmination of the Race to Dubai 2012. It is the DP World Tour Championships, the season-ending event. Huge amount of money up for grabs, and it has become a huge event on the sporting and social calendar right here in the UAE for all the right reasons. We'll give you news of leaderboards, runners and riders in just a little while, but Alan Ewens is here. He's been sat very patiently over there, taking it all in over the last half hour or so. Al, you're looking very, very relaxed at the moment, given the fact that, what, you're a couple of days away from the biggest week of your year.
That's right, Tom. It all comes down to this, as they say. We've worked very hard to put this together. The last two events are on at the moment, in South Africa and Hong Kong. And once those are over, we'll have our 60, they'll be on their way, and we're ready for them.
I suppose that's one of the sort of unique aspects of your championship, isn't it? Is the fact that others can sort of plan in advance and work out who they want to attend them and go after them and work out their lineup well in advance. You find it out literally 2 days before.
That's right. It's not ideal for the program maker. He's a bit concerned at the moment, as you can imagine. we're looking at Michael Campbell, obviously, in Hong Kong. He's having a great run at the moment. He's obviously left it very late. He's 83rd at the moment, not in the top 60. But he was well outside the 90s. He got a third place in Portugal recently, and he's making headway now in Hong Kong, going head-to-head with Miguel Angel Jimenez, I believe. Miguel will be looking to be the oldest winner on tour if he wins tomorrow. And also shadowing them, Matteo Manassero, the youngest ever winner on a European tour, who could be in back-to-back wins. So it's all shaping up nicely. But then you look at South Africa, and Henrik Stenson, he's going crazy in the Serengeti. If he can come through, he's about 59th, I think, in the race. I mean, he's pretty certain now with where he's playing. And he's a great favourite here. Former Dubai Desert Classic winner, of course. And, of course, you got Campbell, 2005 US Open winner. So the great thing about this is people like that can make this last throw of the dice, as it were, and join a tournament. We can have a major winner joining it. We can have a former WGC player in there, you know?
And the other sort of lovely caveat to this whole thing is that, you know, these are got their own little stories going on in the back there and all the history that goes into that. One thing that is guaranteed, you've got the entire winning Ryder Cup team in town, along with, I hear, the Ryder Cup itself as well making an appearance.
That's correct. The cup will be here and will the captain, Mr. Lathabal, and his boys will be here. The first time all 12 of them and the captain and the cup will have been together since the Ryder Cup.
Oh, dear.
Yes, rather good, isn't it? And if you look at the Race to Dubai, the top 12 places, 10 of them are the Ryder Cup, or 10 of the 12 Ryder Cup guys are in the top 12. It's only Oosthuizen and Brandon Grace that are spoiling the party, as it were. Garcia and Keim are also coming as well. So having all Ryder Cup guys here will be something special, because we all remember the miracle at Medina.
You mentioned the word party there.
Yes.
And I don't want to sort of, you know, there is a lot of money at stake, and all tournament as a tournament that they want to win, they want to go about it. But there is also that sort of element, isn't there, that it is the end of term, if you like, and it has been a phenomenal term for a lot of these boys. So there's a nice buzz about the players, about the course, about the championship.
There is a great buzz, Tommy. Obviously, people like, well, Rory McIlroy's had a fantastic year. I mean, he's matched Luke Donald, won the money order in both America and in Europe. He's won a major. He's been part of a Ryder Cup winning team. So I think he deserves his 2 days off on the beach at the moment, which I think he's thoroughly enjoying in Dubai, possibly.
Couldn't possibly comment, could we?
No, we couldn't. We couldn't. No. But you're right. We obviously, there's still a lot to play for. There's $3.75 million in the Race to Dubai bonus pool to be decided amongst the top 10. So those places still have to be finalised. But then again, the pressure really is off, and it is the best players in Europe coming together for the final event. $8 million in prize money. A real celebration of golf, and with no cut, you're seeing these guys for all 4 days.
Talking of seeing those guys for all 4 days, what it also sort of bamboozles so many people is the fact that you can see them absolutely free. All you need to do is have a bit of notice about you and register in advance. Talk us through the sort of spectator rulings.
Well, spectator rulings. First of all, get your tickets. www.dpwtc.com. Register there, free season tickets, and come along. Tuesday's the Rolex Pro-Am day. Wednesday, the practice day, when all the players will be out on the earth course at Jumeirah Golf Estates. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the $8 million tournament itself. See who's going to try and replace Alvaro Quiroz as the champion from last year.
So when you mentioned Pro-Am and all the action starting from Tuesday, are those events open to the public
yes.
as well?
Yes, indeed.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. So plenty of golf from Tuesday all the way through to Sunday.
But please remember that the entertainment in the Championship Village will not start till Thursday. So the F&B, the live music from the close of play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday will not be happening until the tournament itself.
And the programmes are available on Thursday as well.
They will be, yes. They'll be going to print tomorrow night.
There is so much to look forward to on this one. What's it like, though, up there at the moment? Is everyone calm, cool and collected? Because obviously this is not the first time we're having this event. Do people know what to expect now?
Oh, yes. I mean, the fourth year now of having it there. The Earth Course, it looks absolutely phenomenal. Mark Tupling and his team up there have done a tremendous job. All the tee boxes are in place now. The branding's going up. There's 87 tons of TV equipment being put down. 60 kilometres of cabling for TV. We're going to have you boys up there
broadcasting. Yeah, with our 6 metres of cabling as well. And under a kilo of equipment.
So we'll have all that going on. There'll be live TV coverage, obviously. But yes, everything's pretty much in place. There's a full European Tour team there now. The guys that have been working on the event up until now have been supplemented now with extra bodies, and we're raring to go.
Well, we're raring to go as well. Al, I know that you are giving opportunities left, right and centre at the moment because not only have you kindly taken time out to come down here and give us updates on last minute preparations, you've also brought goodies as well, season passes that can be won right here on the grill right now. And the man that you have to butter up and shine that winning smile is the man with the winning smile, Tom Bushell.
Thanks very much, Tommy. Yeah, I'll get into the crowd. Alan, if you want to join me, actually, because you are the man with those tickets which we're about to give away, we have some questions. We're just going to approach people as they watch West Brom Chelsea here with those tickets. A couple of questions. If you get the right answer, then we'll give you a pair of tickets to get to the DP World Tour Championship. Very quickly, Alan, of course, the attendances last year at the Earth Course, how many people went to see the weekend last year?
We've got about 45,000 over the 4 days.
And roughly the same this year, or do you think it'll be higher?
Oh, we'd obviously like it to be higher. There's a great core of interest in golf in this part of the world. And with the lineup, with the Ryder Cup guys being there, I expect that to be bigger.
Absolutely, some big names as ever. Right, let's get into the crowd here and just surprise a few people. Hello, gentlemen and ladies. Sorry to bump into you there, but we just want to give some tickets away to you for the upcoming DP World Tour Championship happening in Dubai this coming weekend, of course. If you love your golf, do you like your golf, sir?
Yes.
Okay, fancy going to see some of the world's best players, the top 60 on the European Tour this weekend?
I'm in Kuala Lumpur, I can't.
Have you got some friends that might want to go? All right, all you have to do is answer this question. If you're not in Kuala Lumpur, answer this question, okay? Who walked away with the DP World Tour Championship trophy last season here at Earth? Any idea? A golfer is correct, yes. We need a name.
Westwood, that's a golfer. Is that a golfer?
He has won it before, but not last year. Do you think Alvaro Quiroz may have won?
Maybe it was Alvaro Quiroz.
Well done. You've got yourself two tickets to this weekend's DP World Tour Championship. Dubai, enjoy that. You'll be seeing the top 60 players in Dubai. Hello, if I can interrupt you guys here. If I ask you, into your golf, are you, sir?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And what's your name?
Kenny.
Kenny, okay. And your name?
Alex.
Alex, all right. Kenny and Alex, just answer this question for your tickets. What course is the DP World Tour Championship played on?
I really should know this. It's not the Emirates course.
No,
it's definitely not the Emirates.
Where do we live as human beings?
Dubai.
As in terms of a
Jumeirah Golf Estates.
What course specifically would you say?
Earth course.
Well done. Right, two tickets for the DP World Tour Championship Dubai are all yours. Let's head over here. Big football fans with their Manchester United tops on. Hello, lads. I know I spoke to you before, but I know you're football fans. Are you golf fans as well?
Pardon?
Are you golf fans? Do you like your golf?
No.
Okay, how about you, Brian? I know you like your football. Manchester United, do you like golf as well?
Well, it depends who's playing, especially when...
How about the top 60 plays on the European Tour? That's probably good enough for you, isn't it? Answer this question, you'll have tickets to this weekend's Golf Championship. Who won the first ever DP World Tour Championship in Dubai? Lee Westwood, you said? Did you say Lee Westwood? I'm giving you a big hint here.
Lee Westwood.
Well done, you got yourself two tickets to the DP World Tour Championship Dubai. We'll continue to give tickets away for the tournament, of course, which starts properly on Thursday, but the Pro-Am on Tuesday. Tom, back to you.
Yeah, we do have a golfing crowd in this evening, don't we?
I try my best.
Mate, you're brilliant. You're brilliant. I think you should be taking the season tickets there.
Chris McCarty, let's come to you. Who has won the Race of Dubai this season, yet has never won the DP World Tour Championship?
I think it's Rory McIlroy.
Well done, you got two tickets.
What we will do is, if you fancy winning a couple of season passes to the DP World Tour Championship, all you need to do is get yourself down here to Barasti in the final hour of the show. Answer a simple question from Tom Bushell, and we could be crossing your palm. Alan, just very quickly, for those out there in their cars at the moment, for those down here who want to find out more information, who want to register for their tickets, what do they need to do?
They need to go to the official website, www.dpwtc.com, register there for season tickets, and then you can simply print them out.